time now for Live and Local.
Chris and I were both independent songwriters before we met each other, and then we met totally happenstance. We were out dancing to the blues. He asked me to dance, and then it was completely dumb luck that we were both songwriters and that we didn't sound half bad together either.
That was Miranda Dawn of Dawn and Hawks. They stopped by the KAXC-KBXC studios in September, and we're going to hear more from them coming up on Live and Local on 91.7 KAXC and 90.5 KBXC. I'm your host, Sarah Begnell. Each week on Live and Local, we hear performances and interviews from musicians who have swung by the KAXC and KBXC studios, and we'll also let you know about upcoming events in the area. This week on Live and Local features May's Center Stage Minnesota concert artist, Actual Wolf, music and conversation from Dawn and Hawk, and some music from last weekend's Great Northern Radio Show. First up on Live and Local, we're going to hear a song from Harmar Superstar. We had him as part of our Mississippi River Festival a couple years back, and you can see him live this evening at Brewer's Garage in Duluth. Also happening this evening, it's Black River Review. They'll be playing at Northern Grounds in Ely starting at 7, and Radical Fun Time will be performing at the headwaters of the Mississippi Music Festival at Zirkle Pit. That will be running from 5 to 7 tonight. If you have live music happening in your community, pass that along to us at psa@kaxe.org. Here's Harmar with his song called Personal Boy off the Personal Boy EP.
Back like a magnet, my own savior, all I have. My love is bad behavior, not your problem, touch my hand. You don't have to walk away on your own now, or blame yourself for the way the wind will blow now. I'm your personal boy, here to fill you up with joy. You're the only one I need, like a vampire I will feed on this feeling all day. In the public I will hide, I will be a private eye. Won't let these lies chase us away. Our minds are spinning wheels, treading closer on our heels. Talk me down, you're my wrangler, my own angel when it's bad. Your sanity is in danger, not your fault though, I'll be there. Please don't let me walk away all alone now. And spend the night waiting for your phone call. Don't leave while your heart is on your sleeve. All you need is to believe to get you where you need to be. Call me, we'll binge TV until we sleep. We won't let the sadness creep, so the night is ours to keep. Oh, I wanna be all alone no more. I just wanna be yours and yours.
That's Harmar Superstar with his song Personal Boy, and you can see him live this evening at Brewer's Garage in Duluth. You're listening to Live and Local here on 91.7 KAXE and 90.5 KBXE. I'm your host, Sarah Bignall. Our next Center Stage Minnesota concert at the Rife Center in Grand Rapids is coming up on Thursday, May 16th at 7:30, and this time around we are featuring Actual Wolf. Actual Wolf stopped by the KAXE studios a couple weeks ago to chat with Scott Hall and Heidi Holton and to play us a song.
It is time to check in with our, let's see, how do I describe him? Our friend, Minnesota musician.
He was just a lad when we first met him.
KAXE advocate.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, huge.
We appreciate that. That's Eric Pollard. He's Actual Wolf. Are you glad to be back working musician in Minnesota?
It's nice. It's a lot less stressful. It's more stressful because I have to actually get the work, and I don't just have the work. Because of my old job, the work was always there. But yeah, cost of living and it's just a better air quality, a lot less fires, tons of water. Mm-hmm. So yeah, pretty into it, although I do miss Oakland, California quite a bit. But I mean, I don't miss the rent, I don't miss the traffic, yeah. I don't miss the fires.
Yeah.
Big deal.
What does it mean to you to come back to your hometown and do something like this to kind of support the activities going on here?
Well, as you know, big fan of my hometown. So anything that I can do to help out the hometown, I'm all for. I love it up here. I like the Arrowhead region, but I mean, I really like Grand Rapids. So anything I can really do to help out at any time, I'm all in.
Yeah. There's our musician sitting here now. We only have a little bit of time, but okay. You did bring your guitar.
I did bring my guitar. Do you want me to grab it?
I do.
Are you
going
to play what, I Want to Hold Your Hand or She Loves You?
Oh, yeah, I wrote those.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. You yeah. should.
Actual
you should.
Wolf in the studio.
Have you ever been to the Gibson shop down in
I have
Memphis?
Not been to the Gibson. I believe
It's a museum. I mean, you walk in there, it's like an art. They have all these guitars hanging from the Gibson Museum in Memphis. And you don't even want to touch them. They're beautiful.
Well, you don't want to touch them.
Yeah.
I want to touch them all.
Okay.
Well, I'll play, you know what? I'll play a brand new song of mine that is about birthdays. That I just wrote.
Take two. Just another birthday party. But can I say this year? Just another birthday party. What am I doing here? And what is it I do? When I'm standing all alone and everyone is gone home. Just another birthday party. Keep it all inside. Just another birthday party until the guests arrive. And how could it go wrong? How will I ever get along without you?
Got creative there.
How could it go wrong? How will I ever get along without you? It's the one thing I won't do, to be without, without your love.
That's a sad song.
Gee, I mean, yeah, you know,
feeling bad.
It's an "It's My Party and I'll Cry If I Want To" type song.
Very good. Yeah, yeah. You and Leslie Gore. I always thought of you guys in the same.
You know, she looks better in a dress, but yeah, we're right along. We're right along the same lines.
Eric Power, Actual Wolf.
Wolf with his song Hometown. You can see him live at our next Center Stage Minnesota concert that's coming up on Thursday, May 16th at the Rife Performing Arts Center in Grand Rapids. That show starts at 7:30. You can find ticket information at rifecenter.org. Still to come on Live and Local today, we're going to have a conversation and some music with Don and Hawks. They stopped by the KAXC studios and chatted with Kari Hedlund back in September. We're going to hear that. But first, this past weekend, it was the Great Northern Radio Show. We were live from the historic Chief Theater in downtown Bemidji. We had a lot of great young performers there as part of that show, and one of those included Tia Renee. We're going to hear a song from her that she performed live on the Chief Theater stage.
Sky, the moon was full in mid-July. The magic of a French cafe served with chocolate souffle. I saw a man standing there with emerald eyes and perfect hair. He noticed me, a small town girl who dreamed of traveling the world. He comes to me in secrecy and asks if he could dance with me. And soon before I knew it, he had quickly swept me off my feet. And then he whispered in my ear, oh mon chéri, bien acteur, danser avec moi. Matin de somme, jouer léger, assis les soirs. Tais-toi, mon chéri. The music plays soft and slow. The sky was painted by mango. A world of glamour and beauty, but he's just got his eyes on me. He holds me close, a kiss, and then he has to start over again. So we both begin to dance together in Paris de France. Within my worries disappear. Oh mon chéri, viens d'acteur, danser avec moi. Matin, nous sommes joués, laissés assis les soirs. Oh mon amour, pour rêver, viens en tomber. Lasse-moi à tais-toi, mon chéri. World, yeah, he has eyes for me. City of love, and I am all he sees. Oh, my feelings seem so clear. Oh, my darling, will you come and dance with me? Oh mon chéri, viens d'acteur, danser avec moi. Matin, nous sommes joués, baisés, assis les soirs. Oh mon amour, pour rêver, viens dans ton lit. Lasse-moi à tais-toi, mon chéri.
Joining me in the studio right now is Miranda Dawn and Chris Hawks from the Americana duo Dawn and Hawks. Their new album, The Other Side, is out now. Thanks, guys, for coming by. Yeah. So the first album you guys released as a duo was called Golden Heart, which to me sounded a little bit more rockin'. Mm-hmm. The second one, Yours and Mine, featured such loving songs that I felt like it was a really intimate experience between the three of us.
Oh, nice.
And this third release, The Other Side, seems like to tell a lot of stories. Tell us about writing this album compared to the other two.
This album started off with a song called Promised Land, kind of set the tone. We were thinking about the other side of someone's perspective that's trying to get to a better place and trying to sort of, you know, it's all about empathy and compassion for someone that's in pursuit of a better life or a better place. And that was the one of the themes that we kind of latched onto that ended up being the title title for the album, The Other Side, that connects all the songs together, is the other side of someone's perspective, the other side of the argument, or maybe even the other side of, you know, life, you know, like right. afterlife, things like that. So,
yeah, lots of relevant topics to today's society for sure. So you guys are a married couple and you write songs together. Talk about your songwriting process. Is it a collaborative one or do you do your own?
Yeah, it's super collaborative. Chris and I were both independent songwriters before we met each other, and then we met totally happenstance. We were out dancing to the blues. He asked me to dance, and then it was completely dumb luck that we were both songwriters and that we didn't sound half bad together either. Yeah, so some sort of weird universe conspired to make that happen, I suppose. But our songwriting processes are, I mean, we're both just collecting lyrics and melodies, and we'll hear each other in the other room, you know, one of us playing guitar or singing, and we'll just sort of like stand in the doorway and be like, yeah, I like that one, and maybe start singing harmonies. It's very collaborative, and it's kind of all the time, you know?
Yeah, a constant.
Yeah.
We'll start from scratch sometimes, you know?
Together.
We'll start completely from
That's more rare.
The bare bones idea, and then other times one of us will have a seed going, you know, and we'll kind of fertilize it and push it along. Yeah.
I read one someplace that when you guys first started, when you first introduced him to some of your music, it was the first time, when he made a comment about your music, it was like the first time you weren't defensive about your, you probably don't even remember.
I don't remember saying that. It was, I know that when he asked me, so what do you do? It was while we were dancing. It was the first time I introduced myself as a songwriter.
Oh,
I always
ever.
Introduced myself as whatever my day job was. And then like songwriting was something I also did, but it wasn't the first thing I said. And I don't know, I just got real bold that night and was like, I'm a songwriter. What do you do? Didn't expect him to say the same thing.
writing is, it's such a personal thing that you're putting out there. I mean, I give mad respect to all musicians just for putting it out there because it's so personal. But I imagine with two, I mean, what happens if you really like something and you're not feeling it? Does that happen?
It does happen.
But it's usually not the concept that we turn down with each other, because normally we can see like, oh, I see what you're working towards there. And we like really, I think, respect each other's strengths. And so sort of, what is it, the iron sharpens iron, sort of like dig in a bit and push each other to be better, you know?
Right. I'm talking with Miranda Dawn and Chris Hawks from the duo Dawn and Hawks. Their new album, The Other Side, is out now. Are we going to hear a track from that album?
Sure.
You guys want to play?
Yeah, let's
see. Yeah, sing. We'll play that song we were talking about, Promised Land.
Promised Land from Dawn and Hawks.
Harmony. Oh, I know Will you reach for my hand? Take me to your promised land if I'm standing all alone.
Promised Land from Don and Hawks. That's a track from their new album, The Other Side, that is out now. That was beautiful. Thank you, guys.
Thanks for having us.
So you guys both come from musical families, is that right? And didn't your dad play on the last couple of albums?
Yeah, he sure did. So my dad plays drums, mandolin, guitar. This is actually his Gibson originally that he one day hands it over to me, almost like knighting me, like hands it over and was like, you are now a songwriter.
You are ready.
Yeah. But so I think I just absorbed hearing all of his band's practice in the living room growing up. But he's not really a songwriter. He's mostly a player. And so we sort of had that difference growing up, but also complemented because we got to play together. And then when Chris and I met and started playing together, they became good buddies, which, I mean, I never would imagine that my dad and the guy I was dating would be good friends. But we all just, you know, work really well together. We're all Capricorns. That's probably why.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
But yeah, so he's on the record playing mandolin, mm-hmm. and we play as a family band a lot at home in Austin, too.
And you guys live in Austin, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So a huge musical community down there.
Yeah, it's great.
Off topic a little bit, who in Austin would you guys recommend for us to check out?
Everyone?
That's a good question. We have a good friend, Daisy O'Connor, who's totally. In the kind of the folk world, but she sort of stretches the boundaries of folk music while keeping a firm grip on it at the same time. It's awesome.
Yeah.
That's a good question. Oh, wow, this is on the spot, because I definitely have, you have those moments where you hear something, you're like, oh my gosh.
You guys are going to drive to Duluth and be like,
this person. Yeah. Well, that's kind of the thing, is like, you don't want to leave anyone out. That's why I'm saying everyone, because you can literally,
that's true.
Like, when friends come and visit us in Austin, it can be a Monday night, and we'll be like, okay, so we're going to have dinner, and then we have 10 venues to take you to see 10 of our friends.
Right.
Like, we could do a live music tour every night of the week, and it'd be great. It's like the best music buffet there is.
Right. It'd be a little side business for you guys.
Maybe.
Music buffet.
Music tours.
All you can eat music buffet. Yeah. By Don and Hunt.
So what do you guys listen to do you listen to a lot of folk music, or is there anything kind of outside of that?
Yeah, we listen to everything. What, yeah. Well, say what we were listening to on the way up
today,
here?
Yeah, sure. Today. And sometimes it changes depending on what the scenery is that's flying around us. But today we're listening to some Crosby, Stills, and Nash and some James Taylor and some
perfect.
Stuff like that. But we also were listening to like Jeff Buckley and we listened to some blues tunes. What were some of the bluesy songs we were listening to too? I can't remember, but we're just kind of jumping around the iPod.
Yeah.
You know? So.
I mean, we listen to a lot of contemporary music, too. Like,
absolutely.
When we're on gorgeous drives, we almost always put Fleet Foxes on. That seems to be our go-to.
Fitting road music.
Oh, right. Yeah. And, of course, we like a lot of the, kind of the darlings like Gillian and Dave. And we like we listen to the Beatles and Zeppelin and all like the classic stuff, you know, that you draw from. You're never done drawing from. We were actually listening to The Shins, and I was telling her how New Slang, I use it as an alarm, because I always, every time I hear it, I go, I can do this. I can do this.
Yeah.
As opposed to like the standard alarm sound, you know.
We are such nerds on the road with music. Like if someone came on tour with us, they would be like, for hours, you guys just sit there and listen to music and go, oh, that bass part. Oh my gosh. Oh, the drums.
Yeah.
Just geek out over production.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you have to take turns with the iPod, or do you...
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah, we do.
And like, I'll make a playlist as we're driving in, like for Chicago, like for the hours.
The
we're
all
driving Chicago.
Chicago.
I was like, every song that has Chicago in
that mentions Chicago. Yeah.
Yeah,
that was great. We've gotten into playing this game. We'll play with friends. If we have a car full of people, it's really fun. And her nephew is he's a 9-year-old that absolutely loves this game. But you play a song, and then you play a song that you were kind of like influenced, like there was some kind of connecting, point to it. The next person plays a song.
Yes.
It's a fun.
You just have to connect it in some way. So
right.
Like,
could be the same producer
the title,
or.
Yeah, it could be anything. It could be lyric driven or sound driven. And
if it's not obvious, we'll ask. Be like, what made you think of this, you know? And it's fun.
Does he take the wheels at the
so
game?
Fantastic. I was like, where did you even learn about this? Like, his favorite is Queen. I was like, you know all the Queen songs? He knows every word. incredible.
That's great.
He was like, oh, I think you'll like this one. It's really funky. It's this guy, Stevie Wonder. Yeah, we know him.
Heard of him before.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's great. So you traveled everywhere and on tour, and you've also had national spotlight. You were on The Voice 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. What was that experience like?
Oh, well, it's, you know, TV is...
It's just between the three of us.
Right, right. Well, it was all the hurry up and go, you know, hurry up and wait of TV. Right. But it had the effect. We actually, it's great because we'll play a show and, you know, some people will say, well, I saw your, you know, video of you on YouTube, like the, like an Audio Tree video interview of you, or someone will say, I read this little quote, or a friend sent me out, and all those different things. But inevitably, there's always like a couple of people that come out because they saw us on that, you know?
Yeah.
And so from that standpoint, it's fantastic because it's just added to what we already do, which is great.
It's just amazing to me, though, because it was 90 seconds that first live audition, and it's been like,
that was it?
4 years. Yeah. And people are like, oh yeah, I've been following you ever since.
Well,
it's incredible.
Last night, I loved the moment when from the stage, a woman asked us, we just kind of open it up sometimes. We'll say like, hey, we're really, you know, we're far from home and some of you guys are too. If there's anything you really want to hear tonight, let us know. And this one lady, she said, can you play that song that you did on TV? And we're like, absolutely, we'll do that. And she said, you guys should have won. And I didn't, without thinking, I said, well, we did. You're here. You know, I was like, that's what we wanted to do.
That was what we wanted to do.
So from that standpoint, it's so great.
Which it is pretty cool that they, for 4 years, have been following, you know.
And, absolutely. Yeah. And like that they know the words to our original music. That's amazing.
That was the best part, was that our original tunes, it translated and people listened to our original material and, you know.
So had you released the Golden Heart? Had you released that before?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that was already made, and then Yours and Mine came out, I think, about a year later.
Right.
Yeah, and was funded by our fans through Indiegogo, so that was cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then we put out the last one independently a couple months ago, released it. Yeah,
okay.
Just saved up all our CD sales money and put out the last one.
Yeah, there you go. That's right. We're talking with Don and Hawks here, Miranda Don and Chris Hawks. Thank you guys so much for coming by. We've got a couple more things to do before you leave. One, let's hear another song.
Okay.
And we're going to hear Ordinary Day, is that right?
Yeah.
Sure, yeah, we'll do that one.
Okay. So this one started out as just an instrumental, but we were... at a songwriting retreat, self-imposed songwriting retreat in a cabin out in the hill country, and we got a phone call of just really awful news, and like maybe you can relate, you've ever just gotten really bad news on a gorgeous day, and those two things don't seem like they should go together. And so we did what we do to work through stuff, just put it into music. Didn't really want to at first, but... Mm-hmm. Sometimes as a songwriter, that's just the best thing to do.
Right.
So, so it's called Ordinary Day.
This is Don and Hawks on New Music.
One, two. Thank you.
see your face. The daylight seems so strangely out of place. In the evening I pray, oh my soul, the day. Should the music and the memories fade away? Hey, hey. Parted, we are gathered here today. Join our hands together, bow our heads and pray. No one saw it coming. News of yesterday came and took our friends away. It was just another ordinary day.
Beautiful. That is Don and Hawks in the studio. Thank you guys so much for coming to KAXE. And their new album, The Other Side, is out now.
Year-old Sawyer Cochran and his mom Leah. That was recorded live at the Great Northern Radio Show in Bemidji this past weekend, and you can hear the rest of the Great Northern Radio Show if you didn't catch that. You can find it at greatnorthernradioshow.org, and mark your calendars for the next Great Northern Radio Show. It's coming up on Saturday, June 22nd. That will be at the Rife Center in Grand Rapids. You can find ticket information at the Rife Center's webpage. That's rifecenter.org. You're listening to Live and Local here on 91.7 KAXE and 90.5 KBXE. I'm Sarah Bignall. Thanks for tuning in. Well, the next Great Northern Radio Show that's taking place coming up in June, we are excited to announce that Sarah Morris is part of the musical lineup there. She's a Minnesota artist, and we've had her in concert as part of our Center Stage Minnesota Concert Series. We're excited to have her back as part of the Great Northern Radio Show. And here she is with a song off her 2017 release. It's Sarah Morris.
Something else. Once upon a time, years of dust have left you covered up. Well, underneath you still shine. Oh, I'm not afraid. Sign of trouble.
imagination in your past. We'll watch it shatter just like glass and sweep it up off the ground.
Stage, Cage Jamber. Cage, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm hosting a radio show in the greatest city on the Mississippi River. Oh, wait, hold on. Grand Rapids is equally as good. No, I got to be careful. Grand Rapids people who drove over here, you're okay. So, Cage, tell me about the album that you recently put out. How did that come together?
I've been collecting little snippets of songs that I could sketch out or record on the iPhone, that kind of thing. But to have them all put together on one cohesive album has been a goal of mine. So I applied for a Region 2 Arts grant to do an album, and I got that grant. And I just want to say that Region 2 brings a lot of arts and culture to Northwest Minnesota, and it does a lot of amazing things for our community. So I was very honored to be part of that family as well. Yeah, absolutely. Give it up for them. It taught me a lot about boundaries because I recorded in the studio, which is also my bedroom. So when you wake up and you look at your computer and you know how much work you have to do, you have to draw boundaries, and I wasn't very good at that. You know? Yeah. So.
Well, you got a great album out, and we're going to hear another song right
Absolutely.
Now.
Thank cool. you.
Every tree and heaven is grave. I'm here knocking at your door. I'm new because I've been here before. I'll go if you want me to leave. I fear that you won't believe when I say a part of your story. Love one another while you got the chance, cause let me tell you, brother, it's not meant to last. I say you had a third eye vision, now you're only wishing you were free to be what you want to be. Don't live in the past, you got to live right now, cause you got one chance to say I love you. Oh, don't live in the future, don't live in the past, you got to live right now, cause you got one chance to say I love you. I said, don't live in the future, don't live in the past. You got to live right now, cause you got one chance to say I love you. Oh, don't live in the future, don't live in the past. You got to live right now, cause you got one chance to say out the ocean.
Peter Mayer. He is the next musical guest at the Grassroots Concert. Those take place at the Live Well Nightclub and Coffee Bar in Nisswa. Start time on that is 7:30. You've been listening to Live and Local here on Northern Community Radio. I'd like to thank you for tuning in today. I'd also like to thank our contributors, including Heidi Holton, Scott Hall, Actual Wolf, Don and Hawks, Kari Headland, Tia Renee, Aaron Brown, Cage Jamber, Sawyer Cochran, and Leah Cochran. And a special thanks goes out to the Minnesota State Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota for their support. Join us next Saturday at 9 a.m. for Live and Local. I'm Sarah Bignall. Before we go today, we're going to take a listen to another song from Actual Wolf. He's the next Center Stage Minnesota concert that's coming up on Thursday, May 16th at the Rife Center in Grand Rapids. Start time on that is 7:30. You can get ticket information at the Rife Center's website, rifecenter.org. Here's Kerosene and Spark.
Presidentially determined, I will raise my warrior's cup and preach you all a sermon laced with leadership and love. Well, I'll cry out this and I'll cry out that, cry out to the waitress again and recollect why they tossed me out before I try to get back in. Drawn up and dictated, I'll review my silly thoughts and decree to all a masterpiece full of glorious battles lost. Well, I'll leave out this and I'll leave out that, leave this place after another round. Try to recall why I misspoke before I try to save this town. And it's wrong. Oh, what you wasted will not fill another cup. Move on and let me be. You will fall down to my enemies. Cause it's one more night. Stakingly alluring, I will focus all my holding you a bonfire full of kerosene and spark. Well, I'll burn up this and I'll burn up that, burn up bridges filled with love. Could our passions be like bonded steel before I try to burn them up? And it's wrong. Oh,